What a very special day it is for so many of us in our late 50s and older. It's a day that would change our lives forever. Joy, pain, ups, downs, the lowest of lows, and the highest of highs. Lester knows, though. More times than not, it was the hope of next time that eased the disappointment of that particular day. Year after year, if it's accurate, the truth of any relationship is measured in bad times and not good. It's a bond that's inseparable. It was on this day 53 years ago, November 1st, 1966, the National Football League awarded the league's 16th NFL franchise to the city of New Orleans. Commissioner Pete Rozelle made the announcement at the Pontchartrain Hotel 53 years ago today. For those of us who have been loyal Saints fans since day one, from the very first draft pick, fullback Leslie Kelly out of Alabama, to the seventh round pick linebacker Caden Ellis out of Idaho this past April. All the horrible seasons, like 1-15 and 19-80 in the bags on the heads, all the horrible coaches, Tom Fears, J.D. Roberts, John North, Hank Stram, Dick Nolan, Mike Dicker, and the list goes on, and the horrible first-round draft picks, defensive end Sean Knight out of BYU, defensive tackle Jonathan Sullivan out of Georgia, linebacker Rick Middleton out of Ohio State, running back Vaughn Dunbar out of Indiana, and taking a damn punter, Russell Erksleben, with the 11th pick out of Texas 40 years ago, 1979.
And the Ricky Williams debacle.
We are the best of all Saints fans. We have been there since birth. And today, it's us who celebrate the Saints' 53rd birthday.
Condon Uncensored.